Thousands of healthcare workers out on strike, but that's not all the labor news we've got for you today. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 4th day of October. Thanks for being with us. In other business news headlines, hospitality workers in Las Vegas vote to authorize a strike. Apple attempting to fix hot phones made the news. More forgiveness of student loans happened today. We've got a story about the rise in housing costs for you. Some food news? Sure, we're going to talk tacos. We've got the Wall Street Report, and if you hate to return packages, Uber has a new offer for you. In the interview, we're joined by Paul Kelly, the president and CEO of MaxiForce. And yeah, we talk business, but also about his father, Santiago, the CIA, and a Cuban prison. It's quite a story. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you are with us again today. You want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X, it is at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, you can find us at Insight on Business. Thousands of healthcare workers are now on strike in multiple states. The Associated Press is reporting that 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers walked off the job, kicking off a major healthcare strike in an extraordinary year for U.S. labor organizing and work stoppages. Kaiser Permanente is one of the country's larger insurers and healthcare system operators, serving nearly 13 million people. The nonprofit company based in Oakland, California, said its 39 hospitals, including emergency rooms, will remain open during the picketing, although appointments and non-urgent procedures could be delayed. The three-day strike involves healthcare facilities in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, and a one-day strike in Virginia and Washington, D.C. In a related labor story, hospitality workers in Las Vegas has made the news. The AP is reporting that tens of thousands of Las Vegas hospitality workers are fighting for new union contracts, and they voted to authorize a strike that could impact more than three dozen casinos and hotels, which is the city's economic backbone. The Culinary Workers Union hasn't gone on strike in more than three decades. Now, the union didn't immediately set a deadline for a walkout, as it continues bargaining for better pay, benefits, and working conditions with the top casino employers on the Las Vegas Strip, including MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. A walkout by Nevada's largest labor union would be the latest in a series of high-profile job actions around the country, including walkouts in Hollywood. Now, the same day the Culinary Workers Union vote took place, President Joe Biden joined United Auto Workers strikers on a picket line in Michigan, and the new healthcare workers strike we just mentioned. Plus, in a related story here in Iowa, workers at the Wells Fargo headquarters are talking about forming a union that would impact thousands of bank employees. Workers calling for higher wages, better conditions, and job security, especially since the end of the pandemic, have been increasingly willing to walk out of the job as employers face a greater need for employees. Recently, Apple 15 iPhone users reported their phones were running hot. Well, that's gotten back to Apple, and the company said they found what might be the problem. The AP is reporting that it's not unusual for new iPhones to get uncomfortably warm during the first few days of use or when they're being restored with backup information stored in the cloud. Those are issues that Apple already flags for users. The devices also can get hot when using apps like video games and augmented reality technology that require lots of processing power. But the heating issues with the iPhone 15 models have gone beyond those typical situations. In its acknowledgement of the situation, Apple stressed that the trouble isn't related to its new processor or titanium casing that houses the high-end iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. The good news is that Apple has released an iOS 17 system update that includes a fix to prevent the iPhone 15 lineup from becoming uncomfortably hot. Wall Street was like a roller coaster today, with the major indexes rising and falling along the flatline. In the end, equities did finish the day in the green. Those numbers and why coming up in just a bit. President Biden has announced an additional $9 billion in student debt relief, which will benefit 125,000 borrowers. Newsweek is reporting that the action comes just days after federal student debt repayments have resumed here at the beginning of October. Back in June, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Biden administration's student debt relief proposal in a 6-3 decision, torpedoing a plan that would have provided $10,000 in relief to each ex-student borrower and $20,000 for some of those from low-income backgrounds. In response to that action, Biden pledged to find other ways to reduce the debt burden, working alongside the Department of Education. Under Biden's proposal, $5.2 billion will be made available for 53,000 borrowers who are part of public service loan forgiveness. An additional $2.8 billion will be provided to 51,000 borrowers who have been identified as never having received relief despite having paid student loans for at least 20 years, and that is going to be delivered through corrections to income-driven repayment plans. A further $1.2 billion worth of relief will be made available to ex-student borrowers who have a total or permanent disability. The announcement brings the total approved debt cancellation by the Biden-Harris administration to $127 billion for nearly 3.6 million Americans. In other money matters, Benzinga is reporting that Zillow says the monthly payment on a typical home soared 122% in 3 years. But they say a sweet spot for buyers could be coming soon. You know, we've all watched as the central bank has implemented significant interest rate hikes since March of 2022. As a result, mortgage rates have risen sharply, which can dampen the enthusiasm and purchasing power of potential home buyers. In fact, the 30-year fixed rate is now at 8.39%. The FHA rate is 7.88%, and the 30-year fixed VA fixed rate is 7.87%. So what about that sweet spot? On the supply side, we've seen an unusually high month-over-month increase in new listings for August. At the same time, sellers seem to be more willing to lower their prices. The report noted that the weekly share of listings with price cuts rose to 9.2% in the week that ended on September 16, which, by the way, was the highest share since November of last year. Hey, with all that financial news, it would seem that you might enjoy a bit of a food break. USA Today is reporting that Taco Bell believes tacos don't deserve just one day to be honored, but rather a whole month. In celebration of National Taco Day on Wednesday, the fast food chain is returning their limited deal where reward members can score 30 consecutive days of tacos for just $10. The Taco Lovers Pass works as a digital taco subscription that rewards members can sign up for on the Taco Bell app either Tuesday or Wednesday, according to the company announcement. But wait, there's more. For fans of the chain's breakfast crunch wraps and breakfast quesadillas, the morning menu is about to welcome their latest addition. The new toasted breakfast tacos come with eggs, melted cheese, choice between bacon, sausage, or potato wrapped in a grilled tortilla. The new menu item will be available starting October 12 for $1.49 a la carte. Eat up. Well, it was like a roller coaster ride today as we watched the major indexes fly up and down across the flatline, but in the end, equities did rise. The Dow gained 127 points to close at 33,129, while the NASDAQ picked up 176 points to end the session at 13,236, and the S&P 500 added 34 points to close out Wednesday at 4263. So what happened? Well, first of all, the ADP National Employment Report fell short of expectations. 89,000 jobs versus 153,000 that were expected, and that provided a welcome respite, alleviating pressure on the bond rates. Additionally, a significant drop in gasoline demand in the U.S. last week acted as a substantial deterrent to oil prices, which, by the way, tumbled by 4.5%, weighing down the energy stocks. West Texas Intermediate crude closed at $84.69, off by over $4.50 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about Uber and a new package delivery program. And no matter how much customers claim to dislike shipping and delivery fees, Uber is betting you're going to pay up to avoid handling returns. As of Wednesday, Uber users can hail a driver who will pick up to 5 ready-to-ship packages and deliver them to a UPS, USPS, or FedEx location for a $5 flat fee. The expansion of its delivery package service comes as online shoppers increasingly struggle to return their purchases. According to research from the National Retail Federation cited by Uber, 79% of shoppers under 30 think mail returns are somewhat or very annoying. All right, stay with us, because for the interview, you'll hear from Paul Kelly. He's the president and CEO of MaxiForce. And yes, we're talking about his global business, but also the amazing story about his father, the CIA, and the failed Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba that landed Santiago Morales in a Cuban prison for 18 years. It's quite the story. Click through.